We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's take a look at the Chicago starters.
Allen Robinson, the Penn State University.
Allen Robinson.
Caught, touchdown, Allen Robinson again.
Wide receiver for your Chicago Bears.
He's just a proven receiver. He's a physical guy that can body in out position guys.
NFL All-Pro and 2016 Pro Bowl selection.
Allen Robinson, what a catch.
Give him a chance to go up and make a play on the ball.
From the 22-yard line now. Trubisky stepping up, fires down the sideline. Robinson makes the catch, but a flag is down. For the moment, it's ruled a touchdown, but there is a flag down.
The result of the play is a touchdown.
Second down and 10. Trubisky hangs in the pocket, throws, and it's going to be caught by Allen Robinson. Tremendous night for him. And that puts them in field goal range.
Allen Robinson with McNeil and Parkins on 670 The Score.
This hour on The Score brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their new website, 56David.com. That's 56David.com. It's Mac and Parkins live in Bourbonnais, Bears training camp with Allen Robinson. That got a little smirk for you, the catch before the Cody part. Yeah, that got a little smirk from you. We can laugh about it now?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, it's a new year. You know, it's a new year. I mean, we had the same goals, you know, and also bigger ones, you know, coming into this season. You know, our goal last year was to win the division, you know, and that's where it starts this year.
And there's a brand new level of pressure on you guys this year. You liking it?
Most definitely. You know,
you're the hunted, man.
Most definitely. I've always said, you know, as a good team, you know, you want high hurdles. You know, you don't want to be that team where, you know, just a mediocrity is what you're striving for. You know, so we're striving for a lot more than that this year.
It's kind of been cool. Like Tariq Cohen said, we're trying to be a dynasty. Ryan Pace said, you know, the goal every year is a Super Bowl. Bears fans are not exactly used to that type of talk around a team. How do you guys embrace those expectations?
For us, it's about going out there each and every day, you know, and holding ourselves accountable to that. You know, I think that's where it starts. You know, for us, you know, I mean, as a player, you know, that's what kind of organization you want to be in. You know, you want to be in a winning organization, you know, and one that has a lot of high goals for itself, you know, year in and year out. You know, that's the ideal scenario for any player, I would say.
How much more comfortable are you this year because you've been through it with this staff, you've been through it with your new teammates, and unlike last year, you aren't coming off of surgery, you aren't coming off a big injury?
I would say a lot more comfortable. You know, even as far as, you know, the reps and stuff that I've got so far during camp, you know, just how my body feel, you know, I feel a lot more explosive than I did last year. Which is the truth, you know. So, again, I mean, just being able to have those times before OTAs, training, you know, having OTAs and then going training before training camp, you know, I feel really good.
And we're talking to Allen Robinson here on The Score. You were playing with a rib injury in that playoff game,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So that was something that we didn't really know about. How long did that happen? How long were you playing through that? What can you share about it?
It happened in the first quarter of the 49ers game. And towards the end of that game, I went back in, I think, in the second quarter. So I finished that game. They helped me out against Minnesota. I played in Philadelphia. And I would say about, you know, it took some time, you know, to kind of get back for the injury to heal, you know, to get my core back strong, to get back certain movements and stuff like that, you know. So, I mean, it took a little bit, you know, but, I mean, I'm healthy now, so that all that matter.
So you played with a broken rib?
Yeah, I did.
How did you breathe? Was that the worst part of it?
It was tough, you know. I think the toughest thing alongside the breathing was just, you know, certain movements. You know, I remember right after it happened, you know, just kind of like trying to get out of bed, you know, was like the toughest thing I've ever experienced in my life as far as trying to get out, like just stuff like that, you know, or even like being sleeping and rolling over or trying to get comfortable, you know. So, I mean, it was pretty painful. But, you know, for me, I had waited my whole life, you know, to play in the playoff game in the NFL, you know, so being able to have that opportunity, you know, it was one that I was definitely prepared for. And it wasn't much of, if anything, that could hold me out from that.
I was going to say, how often are there things like that that you guys are playing through that the fans and media never even know about?
I would say pretty often. You know, it's not something that you want to, you know, tell or anything like that, you know, to give a competitive advantage or anything like that, you know. But guys are going out there each and every day, you know, banged up. And, you know, I mean, even even now, you know what I'm saying? Guys are going out there, have nicks and bruises and stuff like that. But, I mean, as a professional athlete, you know, this is what you love. You love to compete. You love to be out there, and you love to play the game.
How much did you keep from the medical staff or the coaches last year? Because you don't want them knowing you're hurt either.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, we have a great medical staff here, you know. So, again, I mean, those guys always have great plans for us and stuff like that. That's one thing I can say, you know, being in this organization, you know, from top down, you know, everybody's always on the same page, you know. So, I mean, we're pretty open with those guys, you know, because those guys want what's best for us too, you know. So, I mean, they always come up with a great plan to get us back on the field or, you know, to just kind of get us through the process.
So now that you have a full year under your belt with the Chicago Bears organization, what are some comparisons you can make to your experience with Jacksonville? In what ways is the Bears experience a better one for you?
You know, I would just say I think the biggest thing, you know, is just how – it's just for us, and I'm speaking in terms of offense. You know, I think one thing that I love is that, you know, we're always on the same page. You know, the details and the specifics of everything we do each and every day, you know, helps us continue to get better. You know, and you know, our coaches hold us accountable to that. You know, each and every person.
Take us into an idea like your game planning with Matt Nagy, because I'm very impressed with him. I find him to be the type of coach you need for this NFL. What impresses you about him?
I think for me personally, you know, going into a lot of games and stuff like that, you know, I feel like we always have a great beat on the defense. You know, stuff that we practice, stuff that we plan, you know, I always feel very well prepared every time I step on the field. You know, it's not any time at all where I'm stepping on the field and I'm confused or I'm seeing something, you know, differently. Unless it's been in situations, you know, where some teams just go totally off of script from what they've done the entire season, you know. But every time we get out there, you know, I feel like we have a great plan to attack the defense.
We're talking to Allen Robinson here, McNeil and Parkins on The Score. If someone would have asked me like a week ago, how old is Allen Robinson? I probably would have said like 27, 28.
I would have too.
And you're a young vet, man. You're 25 years old. And I was going through your Twitter account when I knew you were coming on, and there was a graphic that I think Bleacher Report put out, and it was, you know, which team in the NFL has the best five players under 25? And you remember what you said on Twitter when you saw that graphic?
Yes, I said the Bears.
Well, you said the Bears, and then you're like, you forget how young.
Nah, most definitely. I'm not going to lie. You know, I do forget a lot. You know, I think for myself, you know, just as far as, you know, being a leader, you know, and just with all aspects of anything, you know, team, you know, in life, you know, I mean, around my family, around my friends, you know, being in certain situations, you know, you got to mature quickly. You know, I think that's something, you know, that I learned first coming to the NFL. It's like, you know, you got to mature quickly. You got to understand, you know, football. You got to understand the business of football. And you got to grow up fast. You know, I think a lot of players in general, you know, when you have some immaturities, you know, you may not take things, you know, how they should be taken. You know, you may take some things for granted. You know, you may, and you just slack a little bit. You know, so for me, growing up quickly and being mature, I promise, when I said, like, that is the 100% truth. Sometimes I realize, like, wow, I'm 25, you know. I mean, because sometimes in my head I'm literally 27, 28, and it's kind of funny thinking like that.
Well, is it what's the hardest part? Is it harder to be the leader on the football team, or is it harder to be, you know, the guy with the big contract and family and friends and fame and all of that stuff? Like, most 25-year-olds can't handle that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, so much as whom given, as much as tested. You know what I'm saying? So it's always going to be tested. You know, when you given a lot, you know, in life, you know, or when you're blessed to be able to play this game and to play this game at a high level, you know, it's gonna be a lot that's gonna be tested. You know, you're gonna be asked a lot. You're gonna be asked to shoulder a lot. You know, and I wouldn't want it any other way.
What does being a good leader mean to you? How are you a good leader?
For me, I'm more of a lead by example guy. You know, I'm more of a lead by example. You know, I always try to keep the receiver room, especially because that's the room that I'm in all the time, you know, the camaraderie of our receiver room, you know, trying to keep the morale of the receiver room high, you know, trying to make sure that we own our details, making plays, you know, and again, just try to lead by example. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, when guys see how you go about your business, you know, then they want to follow in those footsteps.
Is there a guy in your receiver's room who takes the most pride in being physical as a blocker or getting off jams, the toughest of the bunch? Is there a guy who's emerged as that guy?
Toughest of the bunch. That's tough to say. You know, I would say for us, we have a lot of guys like that. You know, I know A. Mill is a guy, you know, Javon, Turbo. You know, I mean, it's kind of funny because I think when you kind of look at last year, you know, and just to look at all the receivers that we have and just the situations that they're put in, you know, I think guys have had to, you know, show those sides to them all the time. You know, whether if it was Amil playing through a shoulder injury, you know, or Turbo catching some passes across the middle, taking some tough hits, you know, being what people say is a smaller receiver, or you know, or Javon, you know, competing all year to fight and to make plays when his number is called. You know, so we have a lot of grit in our room.
Allen Robinson with us, Mack and Parkins on the score. You guys had the best defense in the NFL last year. What type of competition is there internally between the offense and the defense on this team?
Oh, it's always good competition. You know, I think that's the best thing. You know, when you're going up against a group like that each and every day, it only pushes you to get better. You know, and that's the thing for us as an offense, we want to get the best of those guys. You know, and we know that they want to do the same to us. You know, so I mean, fortunately for us, you know, in a couple of weeks we'll be playing against some different players. You know, but right now, you know, we definitely want to get the best of each other. You know, and that's what you want.
I have to think that you guys, as an offense, and you can only speak for yourself, but you have some ways to go to be at their level of success, don't you?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, that's the best defense in the league last year, you know. So, again, I mean,
sure.
I mean, for us, you know, I feel like last year we just were scratching the surface, you know. I mean, for us as a offense, you know, our goal is to be the best offense in the NFL. You know, I think we have all the players and we have everything to be able to accomplish that. You know, we guys just got to go out there, execute, and do it.
What is Mitch Trubisky's ceiling?
I think the sky's the limit for Mitch. You know, I think the biggest thing for him, you know, seeing last year was, you know, he always put us in a position to, you know, where he's creating and making plays. You know, even when you see the pocket collapse, I remember, I think it was what was it Green Bay game. I think he scrambled out and threw one to Shaheen on the sideline in a situation where we, you know, had to have a big play, you know, or scrambling against I think it was the Rams hitting Tariq on the sideline. You know, so I think the sky is the limit. You know, for him, he's always put us in a good position. You know, especially when you look at, you know, down the stretch in games like against the Eagles, and you know, he always put us in a good position.
Allen, I'm curious, I talked to a couple of your teammates today about it. What do you think of the new pass interference rule and the fact that it's able to be reviewable?
You know, I think that's tough. You know, the reason why I think it's tough is because I don't think that, you know, that's something that's just a call. You know, that's just in like basketball, you know, or, you know, having to challenge a foul or something. You know, I think that that's something that, you know, the officials should be able to just, you know, handle themselves without it having to possibly be challenged, you know, because like I said before, if it's a call like that in the first quarter, you know, that's a big play or something like that. It's like, okay, do you challenge it? You know, I mean, you may challenge it, but now you're down one challenge later in the game, you know, so I think it's tough. You know, I think that they should just put a little bit more on, you know, just them just saying, okay, we just going to get it right. You know, it's not going to need to come down to that. But I understand, you know, with what happened last year in the playoffs, you know, that was needed and probably very much asked for, you know, by the coaches and stuff. So, I mean, I understand both sides.
Do you think, is there a way to exploit it? Like, are you guys going to be calling, hey, let's go run the pass interference play?
No, not at all. You know, I mean, from talking to the refs and stuff, they're gonna call everything the same way. You know, so I mean, I think unless it's just blatant, you know, I think again, like the playoff situation, you know, I think which is a special situation. You know, I think for the most part, it should have just been like the refs can, you know, review the call themselves and overturn it. You know, versus a challenge, you know, because now it's, you know, it's kind of subject to, you know, I mean, a lot of pass interference, offense and defense are subject to, okay, you know, is it truly pass interference or not, you know, especially in the spur of the moment.
So what was your reaction last year when Tommy Lee Lewis of the Saints gets run over by Roby Coleman in that playoff game? As an offensive player, were you screaming he didn't give him a chance? Most definitely.
I was still bitter at that standpoint, you know, that we weren't in the game. So I actually saw like the highlights of it, you know, and I was actually surprised that they didn't, you know, call that a pass interference, you know. But again, I mean, my dad always told me since I was very young that you never want to put the game in the referee's hands, you know. So, I mean, unfortunately, it is in the ref's hands sometimes, but, you know, I mean, you never want to put the game in their hands, you know. So, I mean, it's tough, you know. I mean, there's nothing that, you know, the Saints could have done, you know. It's one of those things that was just a missed call and probably cost them the game.
I was convinced that you guys were going to beat the Rams. If you guys had beat the Eagles and got to play them in that playoffs game, there's no way the Rams were running for 275 yards on your defense like they did on Dallas.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I agree. I felt very confident, you know, for our team last year, you know, being able to go on that playoff run, you know, and get to the big dance. You know, I felt very confident in that. You know, unfortunately, again, we came up a little short, but, you know, I mean, that's why we play the game. We have another year and another opportunity to do that.
I want to get your opinion on Turbo, because this guy and I were arguing about it on Friday's show, just because Tariq Cohen does return that last kickoff against the Eagles to give you guys a better chance. I say he's a football player. Quit calling him a 5'7 football player. He can take a hit. Do you feel the same way? Do you feel it would be a high risk if he were to say to Coach Nagy, hey, I'd like to return every kickoff we handle?
That's tough. You know, I think a lot more goes into it. You know, I mean, are you speaking of Tariq or Turbo?
Tariq.
Yeah, I mean, Tariq is a tough guy, you know. So, I mean, he wants all the opportunities he can get, you know. But, I mean, again, it's a lot more, you know, strategic stuff that kind of goes into it, you know.
He's not at any more of a high risk for an injury, though, is he? Or maybe you feel he is. I don't know.
I mean, that's tough to say. You know, I think throughout the course of the league, I mean, since I've been watching football, you know, you see a lot of teams. I know, like, sometime when DeSean Jackson was returning, you know, he may be situationally returning, or, you know, Odell Beckham situationally returning, same with Antonio Brown. You know, so you see these guys kind of being put back there situationally, you know, if you have, like, your regular kick returner, punt returner, or whatever it may be, you know. So I think that just comes out to a little bit of football strategy.
All right, well, so let's get some movie reviews from Allen Robinson. What's the best movie you've seen recently?
Best movie? I actually saw a bad movie, a very bad one recently. I forget what it was called. It's called Summer Something. I forget what it was called.
Was it at the theater, or did you watch it?
No, it was at the theater, and it was like a 2.5-hour movie, and it was horrible. I was like, I walked out of that theater, and I really wish I could get my 2.5 hours back.
I don't know if it's your thing, but Toy Story 4 was good. I think
really?
That's still.
I mean, I could imagine. I saw a lot of reviews of Lion King being bad. A lot of people didn't like the new Lion King. Really,
I liked it. Yeah, it stuck to the original script.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it's the original movie is a whole different movie. You know, I guess people kind of are comparing the original versus the one, you know, that was just made. But I mean, it's two totally different movies.
So, what's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Are you saying of all time?
Well, I mean, we could go by genre if you want.
I mean, a movie that I watch all the time and is actually on all the time is Bad Boys 2. Dude. That's a movie I've loved ever since I was young. Every time it comes on, I'll sit there and watch it, and it's like the first time I've watched it.
I say that the opening scene of Bad Boys 2 is the best opening scene of any movie ever.
Yeah,
when they break up the Klan rally, yeah. And he goes.
Yeah, no, most definitely. I mean, that's a movie right there. That's one of my favorite movies, and every time it's on, I'll sit down and watch it like it's the first time.
You know they're making Bad Boys 3.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. I think it's what coming out in 2020, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Man, okay, there we go. And then what about, so I guess that is a comedy. I was going to say comedy, but you
that's
can
not like a drama, huh?
Yeah,
comedy,
I mean,
drama.
Of the Oscar noms, I thought they got it right at this past winter's Oscars. Green Book was the Oscar winner.
I didn't see that.
That was terrific. Black Klansman also was a nominee.
I saw that. That was pretty good.
Terrific.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, Denzel's kid can act a little
bit.
Yeah,
he can. He was in the movie, I mean, he's in the show Ballers.
Yeah, on HBO. You like that show?
I mean, it was a little exaggerated, but I mean, it had to be. But I did like the show.
I was going
to
say, I hope it's a little exaggerated.
Yeah, I was watching, I spent all spring watching Game of Thrones because I hadn't saw it until the spring, and I knew the new season was coming out. So I watched every single episode leading up into season, what was it, 7 or 8?
Season 8, yeah. What did you think of the ending?
I did not like the ending at all. I didn't. I'm not going to lie.
It was cheesy, right?
It was. It felt rushed. It felt, especially how some of the very pivotal characters throughout the course of the show, how they end up going out, I was a little bit disappointed in.
Yeah, like Arya literally is just going to go explore, yeah. And they're like, oh, we're at a crossroads, and we're going to sail into the sunset.
I really would have liked to see Cersei have to, you know, defend herself if she was going to go out of the show rather than in a building crumbling.
Amen.
That was a little disappointing to me.
Do you watch Hard Knocks, or is being in a training camp enough?
I do not watch Hard Knocks. I'm not going to lie. Being in a training camp is enough for me. I do not watch Hard Knocks.
Would you like to have Hard Knocks do one of your team's camps?
I think it would be pretty cool. You know, I mean, I think it would be pretty cool. You know, again, I mean, like I said before, if it was to happen, it would happen. You know, unfortunately, it doesn't happen anytime soon for us. I think they have to do non-playoff teams. So. Yep. I'm expecting us and hoping that we're in the playoffs, you know, moving here forward. So hopefully we never get Hard Knocks. that's the ultimate goal.
The Super Bowl and never having Hard Knocks are the ultimate goals. So have you guys put up the Matt Nagy seventh inning stretch on the video board yet?
We have not. You know, it's pretty funny though. I've heard Coach Nagy talk about it a couple of times, so I'll leave him to talk about that.
He was on our show. We actually
gave, oh, really?
we gave him a bag of peanuts.
Really?
Yeah, we gave him the gift. He said, "Thank you for the salted penis." it's what he said. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Northeastern accent.
That's what he calls it.
That's exactly right. Well, hey, Alan, thank you very much.
Some penis and cracker jacks.
Hey, man, that's the coach. Well, good luck this season, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Don't be a stranger to the show. We enjoyed the visit.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That's Bears wide receiver Alan Robinson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.